Good day, everybody, and welcome to the third episode of Insomnia Radio Canada. I'm Chris, and wow, show three already. So my goal to have a monthly show three would have been coming out in, about November, and here it is just barely into October. So welcome. Got some great tunes lined up for you today, mostly from Ontario, because I've been spending a lot of time on Reverb Nation playing through their local listings. So, yeah, I think just about everything tonight is from Ontario. So I'm going to start with a group that's only a couple hours from home for me, for where they're from. So we're going to start off with Persist. That was Persist, and the two songs I played by them were Can You and Take. So again, they're from Guelph. They claim to be a 21st century rock band with a unique sound. You have Casey Lee on vocals, Jerry on drums, Zed on rhythm guitars and vocals, Christian on guitars and vocals, and KJ on bass and vocals. I missed a chance to see these guys back in August. Just after we came back from vacation, things went a little awry and we just didn't make it. Not that I didn't want to go. I was ready to beg and borrow money from people to come down so I could go see them. But just didn't want to do that. So sorry, guys. Hate that I missed out on your CD release party in Hamilton. They are having a show October 26th in Guelph. There are details on their website. If you live in the Guelph area, think you can get to Guelph, please go check out the details off their website, which I will have links to in the show notes and on my blog, which will go up later this week, hopefully on the weekend. And go check these guys out. From what I can see from their website and the videos they do have up, they look like they'd be a lot of fun to go see live. And personally, I'd love to see them live if I can work out the details. So hopefully I'm not working the night of the 26th, and we have some money, can get myself to Guelph and go see them. So like I said, I've been spending a lot of time on Reverb Nation, and this next group I'm going to play actually didn't find on Reverb Nation. I had a friend point them out, and I contacted them, and Scott actually sent me some tracks and stuff, and yeah, thanks, Scott. So this next group is a bit of a change from what I have been playing on Insomnia Radio Canada. They're musically great vocals, but I think I should let you guys judge for yourselves whether or not you like the group. So I'm going to play a couple of songs by them and then tell you what songs were and talk about the group a little bit. So this is Scott McCord and the Bonafide Truth.
It's gotta be something. It's gotta be like nothing else. Well, it's gotta be something. Don't keep it to yourself, baby. You gotta say something. Oh, yeah, yeah. Don't worry about the answer. Just stay close to this place. And keep yourself wide open. Oh, maybe I'll do the same. This heart is on fire.
Listening to Insomnia Radio Canada, all the very best of Canadian independent music.
So that was Scott McCord and the Bonafide Truth and the band's songs Gotta Be Something and This Heart Is On Fire. So they're a blues jazz band, not something I've played yet on the show, so congrats guys, you get to be the first blues group I played. They've got quite an extensive group. Personally, I love the fact that they use a lot of horns and it just adds so much to the sound. I really enjoyed these tracks. Definitely wouldn't object to playing them again, but I don't want to bore everybody with the same thing every week. So just so everybody knows, we've got Scott McCord on lead vocals, acoustic guitar, Simon Craig on electric guitar, Charlie James on bass, Brian Humphries on drums and vocals, Todd Porter on baritone and tenor saxophones and vocals, Steve Deit on trumpet, Christian Overton on trombone, and David Atkinson on keyboards and vocals. So thank you, Scott, for sending so many tracks to me. I only played two, so kind of saving some for future show. And I hope everybody else enjoyed those two tracks too. So as I'm recording this, I am missing out on their record release, which is October 11th in Lulu's Lounge at 8 p.m., so sorry guys, sorry I'm missing the show, but just couldn't make it this time. Hopefully you guys have a show in the future that I can make because you are pretty much local for me. So up next we have the Caretakers.
Calling, it's gonna haunt. confessed. Did school bells ring? Did anyone sing? What a bloody mess. Just armchair pity, blood on a city and so much despair. Most couldn't find it, just left it behind, 'cause we didn't care.
Singing. Many tears have fallen, ghosts.
window was mine till the time that I found her holding Jim and loving him. Then Sue came along, loved me strong. That's what I thought, me and Sue, that died too.
That was The Caretakers with their songs Oh Banyuana and Solitary Man. The Caretakers are from Hamilton, Ontario, and their music they've classed as a roots, folk, country, rock, alternative, country, adult alternative, must be the first day with my new tongue today, and Americana. Their newest album was released in September of 2012, and again, it's not something I've normally played, but I figured I found it on the web. I figured, what the heck, contacted them. They sent me a copy of their new CD release, so thank you very much, guys. I did recently listen to the album front to back. Quite enjoyable. And I think I may keep any future CDs that come in and do a little contest at some point, or a giveaway or a draw. So anybody else wants to send in their stuff, I'd be more than happy to send you my mailing address and have you ship me stuff. And I can do some great little promos sometime down the future. So thank you again, Caretakers, for letting me play your stuff. Hope somebody out there enjoyed it, not just me. Up next, I have a change of pace for you, a group called Capital Six. I'm going to play you two tracks from their album. I believe it was their debut LP, which was Pretty Lost, which was released this summer in June. And it's a side project for Malcolm Jack. And for a change, we're actually leaving Ontario. This group's from Vancouver, BC. So these are two songs by Capital Six, Cold Ride and Autumn in the Wind.
Close your eyes, whisper. I'm Darren Trudeau.
And I'm Rob Stewart from SoundSwitch.
And you're listening to Insomnia Radio Canada.
Well, we're past the halfway point of the show today. So in case you guys haven't followed me on Twitter, you can follow me at @IR_Canada. I haven't got a lot of feedback from people listening to the show yet, so you can leave me feedback there. There's space on the website to leave feedback, and there's spots you can reply to the show notes on my blog and leave me feedback there. I'd be happy to hear some stuff. Can't make the show better if I don't hear what you guys like, don't like, all that fun stuff. So show 3, it's hard to believe already. It's only been, what, maybe 6 weeks? Yeah, monthly show, more like bi-weekly. So hopefully this is a little inspirational nudge to all the other Insomnia Radio hosts. For all our other regional shows, nudge, nudge. You guys need to get some more shows out. So up next, I have an artist who's also from Ontario. Lots of Ontario this week. I think everything except the one group is Ontario. This artist was actually pointed out to me from another podcast host. I went and listened to some of her tracks, followed her on Reverb Nation, sent her some messages, and she sent me a whole bunch of tracks. I picked out the two I think I enjoyed the most. Not necessarily enjoyed the most, but probably fit with what I was doing for the show, felt right for the show. I'm not exactly sure why I picked these two songs, but I'll have to listen to them again while you guys are, and maybe I'll figure it out. So this is Allie Bartlett, and she's from Hamilton, Ontario. And we're going to play two of her tracks, and I'll talk to you about them after you get to hear them. So, enjoy!
I lost my will to get up before noon. Put clothes on, get out of this room. We are too young to live life without care, and too old to just sit there amused. I sit in the bath of saltier aftermath. You pick me up and buy me a beer. You carve out your love. Say you were here. my car, an engine that won't stop. So wait a minute, no way to go. Sheets on the line and a heart that won't dry. I'll keep time, but it's so hard to know. It's all.
So that was Allie Bartlett from Hamilton, Ontario, not to be confused with the Allie Bartlett teenage country singer from Tennessee. So the two songs I played by her were All Right by Me and Lay Me Down. So as I said, Allie's from Hamilton. And she has Les Cooper, who does a lot of contributing towards her music. So thank you, Les, for working with Allie and producing some fabulous music. Allie says that the value of music is in the creating of music because it's a mindful process that wakes her up and animates her life with clarity and balance. I think that's a very good insight into exactly what music can do for some people. All Right by Me is Allie's favorite song because it has the most meaning attached to it for her. It's about a broken heart before it's been broken and about the complicated parts of love. It's about the part of yourself that can't love, but that's in love with at the same time. And it's regrets and it's sentimental and it's about the present before it's even become the past. So thank you, Allie, for sharing a little bit about that song with us. She also wrote me a little bit about the other song, Lay Me Down. She says it's just a love song. She wrote the tune in the basement of a friend's house just as a joke and then turned it into what it is today with much cleaned up lyrics, which has been greatly influenced by her great love of music at the time and the farm where they were staying. So it's always nice to get a little bit of feedback from the artists about why they were inspired to write some of these songs. So thank you again, Allie, for sending me the music, sending me a massively long bio that I pulled a little bit out of, and telling us why music is important to you. So before we get to the last artist and last track of the night, a little bit of stuff to take care of. So if you're listening to this currently, the week it's been released or shortly thereafter before I've hit show 5, you're probably getting it off the website. Feel free to leave feedback there. If you're a band or an individual musician and you'd like me to review your stuff and maybe get it on the show and get it played, you can email me at chris@insomniaradio.net. Preferably MP3 format. Tell me about the band. Give me some feedback. Tell me why you'd like to be played. Feel free to do a little show bumper saying, hey, this is so-and-so listening. You're listening to IR Canada. Stuff like that. That would be great. Follow me on Twitter, IR Canada. IR_Canada. Can't forget the underscore. You won't find me. If you're a band, you can contact me there as well. I do try to follow all the Canadian bands and musicians that I find on Twitter, and I do, as some of you have noticed, do Friday Follows and Music Mondays, so if you're trying to get some more exposure, let me know you're out there, and I'll try to add you to the list of my Friday Follows and my Monday Music Twitters. So up last, I have saved an individual song. This is a young lady I met back in, I think it was 2008, 2009 probably, because it was while I was working at the Stratford Shakespeare Festival in the distribution department. I worked there from February of 2007 till December of 2009 when I got laid off there. And I believe it was during my first or second year there that Larissa came in as a co-op student. So I got to teach her about ticket processing. Boring as that may be for her and me, it was great because I got some extra help. And at the time, I had no clue that Larissa was a singer. So Larissa was originally from Tavistock, Ontario. Yes, I know, UK people, it's another town name we've stolen. She now resides in Stratford. Her parents exposed her to music like Randy Travis and Shania Twain when she was fairly young, and that's where her love affair with music began. She started singing competitively at age 5. That's right, folks, age 5, she started singing competitively. She's been involved in community theater and various musical school productions. In 2000, she was a semi-finalist at a local talent competition and performed at the Western Fair in London. She also auditioned for Canadian Idol in 2005 at the very young age of 16. And in 2011, she started collaborating with Game Records, BC and Conway of Game Nation, and NA and Cola T of DAB, and Nuki Grissom of the Stratford Shakespeare Festival, and that's together they wrote the song Showtime, which is how I originally discovered that Larissa could sing. This was a great little song. Shows off Larissa's voice wonderfully. So I recently tracked her down in Reverb Nation, and we've been chatting back and forth. It's been wonderful to catch up with you, Larissa. So I've saved another great uplifting, bouncy movie, you want to get out of your chair and dance kind of song for the end of the show. So this is Lurus's song DTNA featuring Cola T. You can download it off of Reverb Nation and check out her other stuff. Again, I will have all the links to at least one link to every artist in the show notes. So thank you again, Larissa. I'm looking forward to the new stuff that you guys were supposed to be working on this summer that got delayed, that are hopefully you can have some new stuff out this fall. Send it my way. I will happily add it to a future show. So this is Larissa. I'm Chris. This has been Insomnia Radio Canada, show number 3.
All good when you're grooving to the beat. I'm a shooing when I do it with the movement of the feet. And she knew it, she came up and threw me on a leash, just trying to see what I'ma do for a treat, yeah. Take myself back to the bar, give me a drink or I'm slapping your arm. Rum and coke or I'm jacking your car. Thank you, now I'm back to the floor. Say it like Lawwood. You know we go out and we start hitting the hardwood. What we gonna do, Law?